Fences surrounding Capitol will temporarily return before September 18th rally. By Jacob Bliss on September 13, 2021. The fences that once surrounded the U.S. Capitol will return temporarily before the rally takes place on September 18. Capitol Police Chief Thomas Manger told reporters that he requested that the fence surrounding the Capitol be put back up and said they would go up a few days before. The fence will go up a day or two before, and if everything goes well, it will come down very soon after, he said. Manger made these comments after meeting the sergeants at arms in both chambers, the House and Senate. The three also met with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, RCA, Senate Majority Leader Charles E. Schumer, DNY, and Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, RKY. Manger said in the meeting they spoke about the rally set for next Saturday, the intelligence they are aware of, and their operation plans for the rally. House Sergeant at Arms William Walker said he is reasonably concerned about the rally on Saturday. Roll Call reported the briefing came shortly after Capitol Police arrested a man with multiple knives outside the Democrat National Committee. The briefing came just hours after the Capitol Police arrested a California man early Monday morning who had multiple knives, including a bayonet and machete, in his truck outside the Democratic National Committee headquarters. Donald Craighead, 44, of Oceanside, California, was arrested for possession of prohibited weapons, the Capitol Police said in a statement. Craighead's Dodge Dakota pickup truck had swastikas and other hate symbols aligned with white supremacy on it. Craighead told police he was on patrol and talked about white supremacy. The department said it was unclear if the incident was connected with any upcoming protest. Breitbart News previously reported on the original fence being erected around the Capitol. The fence, constructed by federal officials following the January 6 Capitol protest, has remained a point of contention among lawmakers and D.C. residents. Even some Democrats expressed that the wall should not morph into a permanent fixture in the nation's capital. The original fences came down roughly 6 months later, in July. Follow Jacob Bliss on Twitter at JacobBliss.